This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria.
And Mark.
And what's on my mind is declawing cats now, because Mark has evidently taken the position that there's nothing really wrong with it.
I'm not taking that position. I'm not sure, and I have a lot of questions.
Sure.
You have taken the position that it is wrong,
yes.
And therefore I can besiege that position.
You can.
And perhaps I will find out something more for myself in the process.
Well, it's important to remember that I'm going from memory here. I'm not a veterinarian,
yep.
Right? I've just read on the subject, so
sure.
I'm going from memory. I don't have anything pulled up in front of me. I could pull up something in front of me, but it's going to be long, windy, and I don't want to deal with it. I would rather just
right.
go from memory. So that caveat out of the way, it is not a good thing for cats. Their claws are their primary defensive mechanism, right? So they need to have that, especially if they go outside. If you have a declawed cat, you really just can't let it go outside. It'll be killed.
Senor went outside. My Senor Grouchy Pants, my 22-pound clawless, ballless, bone cancer at like 11. He was
okay.
Morbidly obese. At 22 pounds, I'm not kidding. He was a big boy.
Okay.
And he's
I'm
a
not
big
saying
cat
there are no
who
exceptions.
Who's also obese. And he would catch squirrels, and I figure any rodent that can be caught by a cat that has no claws and no testicles and weighs 22 pounds deserved it. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, and by the way, he was as cantankerous as it could possibly be. Is it a good idea to disarm a cat? I don't think so necessarily, but I haven't heard a lot of stories of cats being brutalized by other cats when they don't have the claws. Is it a good idea to let your cats out? Generally
those
not.
Stories exist in huge numbers.
Okay.
It's one of the leading reasons not to declaw a cat.
All right. So my one experience with a cat is not necessarily, that's, you know, we'll,
right.
we'll call that some amount
hashtag
of
fear. Not all.
Not all cats. All right.
So it also, those, I mean, as you referred, as you mentioned, it's the first digit of their toe. So you are
right.
literally cutting off the first, it's not like trimming a dog's nails here, right? You are actually removing part of their bones. Throws off their balance. Cats rely heavily on balance.
So people,
imagine trying to walk with a third of your toes cut off.
I think that, human toes are a little different than cat toes, but yeah, they seem to get along. My experience is they seem to get along fine as far as, you know, their feet look different. They're kind of squished as opposed to that more sort of upright.
Well, yeah, but the Chinese women who bound their feet in the
Japanese.
19th, I thought it was Chinese. No, it was Chinese.
Japanese.
It was Chinese. Anyway, the Asians
yep.
who bound their feet in the 1920s, I said feet, who bound their feet in the 1920s, they managed to hobble along just fine, but this doesn't mean that they weren't perpetually in pain.
Right, and I think there might be an argument that that there's some phantom pain that goes along with the loss of the digit. I do understand that people who lose, like, limbs feel sometimes, in many
cases.
Well,
because pain is in the brain.
Phantom pain that's, you know, in these spots, and we don't know whether the cat's in pain or not. There's no way to really sort of tell that, so you're taking a bit of a gamble.
Sure.
By doing it.
Cats are really stoic, though.
I'm willing to concede that.
Okay.
That point, that there could be, in some cats, not certainly not all,
hashtag not
all cats, experience phantom pain in their removed first knuckle of their front claws, because I've never heard of anybody removing the claws of the back claws of a cat.
No. Beyond that, there are health issues that it creates in cats.
Okay, what are the health issues?
It seems to largely center around urinary tract problems. They seem to have a difficult time using litter boxes after this.
Chinese. You're
Thank
right.
You. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
He's referring to the foot binding. See, because the whole reason I was so confident of that was because we read the short story in, like, middle school.
Good.
That was about this Chinese family who was escaping the Japanese attackers. And it was happening during World War II. And, you know, China and Japan, they go back and forth a lot. But during the 1940s, they were certainly the Chinese who were being attacked and bombed.
All right, back to cat feet.
Yeah, so it causes health
issues.
Let's
not dwell on how I was wrong.
And I don't know offhand what those health issues are, but there are certainly a lot of
them. Well, do understand that the people who are against any particular practice will often, or for it, for that matter, take a look at circumcision, will, you know, trot out every imaginary ailment they can possibly come up with. I've heard that cats that are declawed bite more. Well, no duh. They don't have claws, so they're going to resort to the next thing that works. And so, you know, my cat, Senor, used to bite, and that's, you know, just what he did. And he would do it even beyond, even when he knew he was going to get corrected. He'd just power right through, because that's how he was. So,
well, there are 3,800 veterans in the United States that are presently against the declawing of cats for this and other reasons.
Whoop. Oh, veterinarians, not veterans.
Did I say veterans?
You did.
I'm sorry.
My answer to that was going to be whoopee-doo.
Yeah, I meant veterans. See, I almost said it again. Veterinarians. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's all right. I don't know how many veterinarians there are in the United States. I don't know what percentage of the veterinarian population that is. And I don't know that... Because, you can find people in Great Britain that are against ear cropping, and they'll come up with lots of reasons for it.
Sure.
That's not particularly meaningful to me.
But do you find any veterinarians that would be against ear cropping?
Sure. I'm sure that that's how it got passed in Great Britain and a variety of other European countries.
The AVMA, which is another veterinary organization with 90,000 members, also advises against declawing.
I'm not sure that I think that declawing is the greatest idea. I would say that there are some alternatives. They have these little booties that you can put on each one of their claws that you can glue on with super glue. My cat would take those things off within a night.
Well, and they also add the caveat that the reason they only advise against it is because so much data suggests that cats who engage in destructive scratching behavior are more likely to be euthanized or abandoned. So... they're like, well, and that's a fair point. If your option is to abandon the cat, kill the cat, or declaw the cat, yeah, get it declawed, and then never own a cat again. Excuse me, never befriend a cat again.
Well, what about the...
It's hard not to slip into that language, but yes, you cannot own an animal. Any more than you can own a human.
I disagree, because functionally we can own animals.
Functionally you can own a human, too.
You can. That much is
they
true.
They are equally immoral, I would say.
I would say that rights at this point are thoroughly extended to humans, that some rights might be extended to animals. I think, for instance, it is wrong to torture an animal, and that an animal has a right not to be tortured to death, or something like that, or even just tortured. But I'm not prepared to extend all rights, and the reason is because everybody who wants to see animals have rights, well, most everyone, also understands that animals aren't responsible. So
sure.
If you have rights and you're not responsible, that's how people get shot.
I can't disagree.
So, you know, if an animal just runs free, a dog just, you know, gets out and runs away because I can't morally lock him up.
There's an interesting thing about the idea of cats running free, considering that cats domesticated themselves. They didn't want to run free. They wanted to hang out with the humans and catch all the mice.
I'm not sure cats actually have been successful in domesticating themselves, but they...
I'm not sure how domesticated they really are.
Right.
There.
I'm not sure about that frontal lobe that they've got either.
They are a bit anarchic in nature.
A little bitey.
But they like hanging out with
stabby.
Humans.
Yeah.
Well, so are dogs. Dogs are a little bitey.
A lot less bitey. Than cats.
It's been a long time since I watched a news article about a cat eating a child.
Right. Well, so the consequences are certainly greater when a dog bites, depending on the size of it. But when a chihuahua bites somebody, nobody hears about it. You know?
Okay, fair point. Sure. But back to the subject of decline before we move on here. The procedure, according to the AAFP, another veterinarian organization, says it can lead to long-term complications like lameness, behavioral problems, and chronic neuropathic pain. So it's a lot of downsides for solving a minor inconvenience. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, it will be available in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Evidently, Rand Paul has regained his manhood. But before we get into that, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Phone. All right, there I am. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is endorsing this bill at the New Hampshire State House that I have a long history with, and actually Free Talk Live has some history with.
I'm not familiar with it. What is it?
So, as you may know, one of the things police do to help endanger people who are driving cars is they make it so that you're required to show your presence, basically, to any carjacker that wants to know exactly where you are, what you're doing, and where your hands are. You're required to make sure that the carjacker can see you really well by having no tint on your windows, at least in New Hampshire, or very little tint.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So we'd all be safer as drivers if we were allowed to really heavily black out, actually, our windows, as long as we can see out of them. It'd be nice if there were a variable, tint that you could apply to your windows or something like that.
Well, how many carjackings are there in New Hampshire?
Well, that's one thing. We don't have very many carjackings in New Hampshire. So
I would imagine there are very few.
It's probably worth pointing out that, being able to see the eyes of the other driver probably is a safety issue, too. However, pretty much everybody in every other state can have tint on their windows, and New Hampshire basically disallows it at all on the front and passenger side, the front windows at all.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you bring a car from another state and it's registered in another state?
Yeah, plenty of people coming and going in New Hampshire all the time that have all this tint, but they're allowed to since they're from other states. It's sort of like the New Hampshire freedom export in reverse. Like, for instance, most of us New Hampshireites have a lot more gun freedom in other states than we would if we lived in those other states, right? because a lot of other states recognize the easy New Hampshire concealed carry license, but they make it very difficult to get one if you live there, right? So it's kind of like that in reverse.
Yeah, I believe if you have a New Hampshire driver license plate, then the law applies to you. And if you don't, then it doesn't.
Well, so, if you submit to the law and obey it, then the law applies to you.
Well,
they can say what they want.
Just, I don't know how to phrase it otherwise.
Sure.
But, they
will apply the law to you.
Right.
Okay.
So you can come from, I don't know where the most lax tinting laws are, but you can come from that place, drive your car through New Hampshire, stay for a week or so, and there shouldn't be a problem. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Anyway, back in, I guess, 2005, when I first moved to New Hampshire, I had this practice of what I call batch testimony, and I would go to the state house and I would testify on five or six bills, every time I walked out of the building, if I could, sometimes it was only three or four. But one of the bills I testified on back in 2005 was the attempt in 2005 to get this bill, to get this law changed so that you could have tent. And the guy
Has there been a more recent development? Because you said 2005.
Well, it's up again.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was this guy in 2005 that was pushing for it. He was a citizen.
Yeah. Can we talk about what's happening now, though?
Well, it's connected to this guy. This bill came up again this year, and I guess it is finally passed committee. And they're trying again. And this guy, I think he stayed involved in it he called Free Talk Live a few years ago, and when you and I were both co-hosting, well, I may not have been you personally, I was there co-hosting that day, and he called in. He remembered me from my testimony on the bill, and he was still active on this in 2015, I guess, and someone's still active on it now, because it's been resubmitted, it's passed committee, and it's going before the House for a vote, I think, this week.
Cool. Well, I hope it's successful. More freedom is always good. I'm of the opinion that if you want to paint your windshields and your driver's, excuse me, your windshield and your windows, just paint them black. I don't care. That's a you problem.
Well, it's, you're liable to run into somebody.
You're likely to crash before you get out of your driveway, though. So I feel like in most cases, it's going to be limited to just one person being affected by that.
Well, the government still maintains a monopoly on roads, or darn close to it. I would expect them to have rules regarding this, whatever it might be.
Doesn't mean I approve of them, though, but let's keep going. We got Mortified Penguin calling. Mortified Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, earlier, it's two back in, and earlier you guys at the opening of the show were talking about, you were talking about the Uyghur Muslims and the Bosnians and these different struggles of people that you have some level of sympathy for or another.
Sure.
And it kind of reminded me of, I was reading, I brought this up before parenthetically, and it's actually parenthetical in the essay too, but it was really interesting. Karl Hess, the anarchist writer, wrote what he said is the libertarian position on the Civil War, or his libertarian position. And, he wrote that he didn't support the Civil War, the North invading the South at all. But he said that the people that were the friends of the enslaved people in the North, the abolitionists and everything that were against the regime of slavery, should have just voluntarily, of course, funded armed struggle liberation in the South, and the slaves could have liberated themselves. And there's plenty of people that realized that slavery was wrong and wanted to
I think that liberation of the slaves in the South was inevitable. Society had been trending toward outlawing slavery for quite some time, and I think it would have happened one way or another. And there were already, in fact, uprisings against slave owners pretty much since as long as the
right.
United States.
They kept going. Real cool in the look of it. I think it's John Brown had a... led a little rebellion, and I think, this is just a guy that America doesn't remember, but he ought to be considered a hero, to my mind.
But there's Nat Turner is the one who comes out in my mind. Yeah. He took a machete to his slave owner. Go you, dude.
And
secure your freedom.
There's a lot of effort to prevent that from happening after it did happen. I mean, it was a whole lot of effort in society was to prevent the slave, which often outnumbered the whites, and especially the wealthy whites in the area.
Yeah.
So it was pretty messed up situation.
Cool. Well, Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call. I am, of course, thrilled that slavery is, by and large, I can't even say that because I immediately think, but there's still tons of slavery in the United States. There's the prison system, if nothing else. 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
And Mark.
And so there was this closed meeting, essentially, with like some Republicans and the Trump administration. I don't know. And Rand Paul got butthurt about it.
Well, it's not that closed of a meeting. It was wasn't just Republicans. I'll read
it. Is Rand Paul butthurt because Trump didn't drop enough bombs?
I don't know what the hell butthurt means. I find it to be a pretty loaded terminology from somebody who obviously has an agenda. TheHill.com. Rand Paul, Mike Lee, rip administration over insulting and demeaning Iran briefing. GOP Senator.
Okay, so he's butthurt.
Mike Lee, Utah, and Rand Paul, Kentucky, ripped the administration over a closed-door briefing on Iran on Wednesday, that's today, announcing they will now support a resolution reining in President Trump's military powers. Lee, speaking to reporters after a roughly hour-long closed-door meeting with administration officials, characterized it as the worst briefing I've ever seen, at least on a military issue. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, CIA Director Gina Haspel, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley was dispatched to brief both the House and the Senate on Wednesday amid days of concerns for lawmakers that Trump was on a path to war with Iran, which on Tuesday night launched missiles at an Iraqi base housing U.S. troops.
So what is it about the the thing that made them so butthurt.
Excellent. Lee said the officials warned that Congress would embolden Iran if lawmakers debated Trump's war powers.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Who said this?
Lee.
Okay, so,
Lee is essentially quoting them.
Okay, so they're upset.
Who's they?
Mike Lee and Rand Paul.
Uh-huh.
They're upset.
Yes.
Because they want Trump to be able to attack Iran.
No. They're upset because they went through...
They don't want to debate.
...the worst meeting in their lives, and part of the meeting... The executive branch made the point that if Congress attempted to rein in Trump's war powers, that it would embolden Iran.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So, to be clear...
I don't know how bad of a meeting it really was. It probably, sucked to sit through or whatever, but calling it the worst meeting of their lives, I doubt it.
Well, that's what their claim is, and they're the one who
said... Well, they're politicians. They don't know how to not speak in hyperbole.
They said the worst one, at least from a military standpoint. So there was a qualification.
Well, from the standpoint of the water, it was the wettest one we've ever seen.
Yeah, there you go. I find this insulting and demeaning to the office that each of the 100 senators in this building happens to hold. I find it insulting and demeaning to the Constitution of the United States, Lee said. Lee did not say which briefer made the assertion, that assertion being that Congress, should it try to rein in Trump's war powers, would embolden Iran, but specified that no administration representative contradicted them. He added that he was going to have a conversation with Trump about the remarks. I find that absolutely insane. I think it's unacceptable, Lee said. Paul added that he found the briefing less than satisfying and knocked the administration for using the 2002 war authorization as a basis for last week's airstrike against an Iranian general. I see no way in the world you could logically argue that an authorization to have a war with Saddam Hussein was anything to do with having a war with people currently in Iraq, Paul told reporters.
Did the Congress authorize the war against Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, there was a War Powers Act. The president can do anything under the guise of terrorism at this point until that's rescinded.
Okay.
And it needs to be rescinded. Because
absolutely.
You did hear... the Trump administration used the terminology terrorism and terrorists regarding Iran, and they did that for legal purposes.
Okay.
And
that's such a mess.
Well, they have authorization to do what they want so long as the word terrorist
is involved. Well, they're
going to
do what they want anyway.
Mm. I don't know that that's true. Are they, though?
It would seem to say... I mean, look, he's standing there calling a general of a... nation, a terrorist.
For the purpose of...
That's doing what he wants to do.
Right, the purpose of getting done what he wants to do, because somebody gave him a loophole. Close the loophole.
He'll just find another.
Well, perhaps he will. At which point, an impeachment may be in order. Or another. Maybe he could go for
two. Can we impeach him for this loophole abuse?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
Why would we be able to impeach him for
a war? Because if there's not a war on terror, because it would depend on the argument that he made.
He would have to abuse a different loophole, right?
I can't tell you the loophole that he is going to use in the future, Aria.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just saying that if he can't be impeached for abusing this loophole...
It was a wide-open thing they gave Bush and shouldn't have done it in the first place. I mean...
I agree.
Ian said it on the air at the time. He can do anything he wants as long as he says the term terrorist. Ba-ding! Here you go.
Right.
Trump did it. Years later. Almost 2 decades.
Closing that loophole isn't going to help. Because there will just be other loopholes.
Not one this glaring.
Okay.
I mean, maybe there will be, but let's close the loopholes as we find them, shall we?
Okay.
Other than just leaving the loopholes out there so that the next president can go ahead and say, well, this terrorist obviously opened up a lemonade stand, so we ba-boom, bombed him.
It just seems a inefficient use of one's time. To go behind the government.
Congress isn't doing anything anyway. At this point, you can get enough Democrats to agree to do this, so they might as well. Sure.
I'm saying there are better uses of their time.
Like what? Suicide?
Well, I mean, that would be one way to go. But no, abolishing the office of the president would be a better use of their time.
Congress cannot abolish the office of president. They are co-equal branches. Congress does not have that power. They could make an amendment that will go nowhere, and no one's interested in your particular your offer, but this is something that could get done.
I think they could. Whether or not they have the legal authority to is a different issue.
You think they could, whether they have the legal authority or not. How would they do it? Congress has no executive branch. The president could send troops into Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Congress can't send troops into the White House.
Sure they could.
They don't have troops.
Sure they do.
The ones controlled by the executive branch?
Who do you think the troops would listen to? If, let's say, all 535 members of Congress gave a command to assault the White House, and Trump said, no, assault the Capitol building. I think Congress is far more likely to be listened to, simply because most people will have the mentality of, oh, well, these are actually representatives of more people, there's more of them.
I will concede your point if 535
representatives
agreed to assault the White House, that maybe some generals might go for it and be able to round up some troops or whatever. But
it's also not likely they're going to close this loophole.
The troops are the executive branch, and the president is the commander-in-chief. They take an oath, not to Congress.
Well, they take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and they don't do that either.
Right.
So why would they uphold their other oaths?
And to the president. Those are the oaths that they make.
Well, they've already broken one of those two oaths. Why wouldn't they break the other?
That would depend on how you define the Constitution. As it's defined by the Supreme Court, they're doing just fine.
As the Constitution defines itself, would be my response. But, you know,
I do have problems with the way the Constitution is used today. However, the people that choose to abide by it as it is interpreted today have standing. There's an argument for what they do.
Well, I mean, there's an argument for Trump being able to attack Iran by saying the word terrorist.
All they need is the argument.
Yeah, having
that's
the argument.
That's why I say get rid
enough
of it.
Because they're going to do what they want to do anyway, and then they're just going to create the argument they need to justify it.
Perhaps.
What do you think? 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. And if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
I want to say thank you to Doug, who is a platinum amplifier. That means he gives $25 per month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, we don't ask that.
But thank you, Doug.
Yes, thank you, Doug. You don't have to sign up to do that. You can do it with just $5 a month. App stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do, like Doug here does, you might consider signing up for the AMP program. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And enjoying a few of the little perks and bonuses that it has, like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord channel, and other cool little things like that. So, again, Doug, thank you. Check out the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking about Rand Paul here and Mike Lee.
Yep.
I don't know anything about Mike Lee. I do know a bit about Rand Paul.
He was at Freedom Fest, and, you know, there's a small little gang of senators there that would be considered more libertarian than most.
Does that include Rand Paul, though?
Oh, yes.
Well, see, I don't consider libertarian to be a matter of degree. I mean, one either is a libertarian, in which case one adheres to the non-aggression principle, or one is not, in which case one doesn't.
Tell me, Arya, on this doll, where did the internet hurt you?
The internet has never hurt me.
Yeah, certainly you are a libertarian on an issue or not a libertarian on a particular issue.
See, I don't agree. And when
if
I founded the Libertarian Party of Tate County, it was precise. We didn't have a, it's not a bylaw, what is the other thing? We didn't have a, what is it?
The other thing?
Yeah, we had bylaws, obviously.
I don't know.
It's the platform. We didn't have
a platform.
Thank
uh-huh.
you. Well, you were no help, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Not at all. We didn't have a platform because I decided that, you know, the entirety of a libertarian platform can be derived from logic and application of the non-aggression principle.
Agreed.
So a platform was unnecessary. So there are no issues for libertarians to agree with or disagree on or be a libertarian on or not be a libertarian on.
So you're either...
They either agree with libertarians on some issues
or not.
Full-on
libertarian or you're not.
Yes.
You agree with Aria every issue, every time, or you're not a libertarian.
I'm not saying that.
Well, no.
No.
It sounds like that's exactly what you're saying.
Well, the outcome of applying the non-aggression principle to an issue can have multiple results.
So, first off,
I would say they probably have failures in logic.
The reason that libertarians aren't successful is because they can't get along with anybody, including libertarians.
Well, because those anybodies
yes.
want to use aggression against them.
Right.
It's hard to get along with people who want to aggress against
them. In many
you.
Cases, they don't want to use aggression against them. They want to use aggression against somebody else.
Which is also not okay.
So... Rand Paul is, I think you can rate people based on how libertarian they are, and the thing you should use is their votes.
I would say you can rate them on how much they agree with libertarians.
Fine.
But libertarian isn't a characteristic that they possess. They just happen to agree with libertarians on some issues.
What if they agree with them on 99% of the issues? Can they then not be called libertarian?
Do they adhere to the non-aggression principle? Because that's what it's not about agreement on issues. It's about accepting the non-aggression principle.
So you have determined that the non-aggression principle is the yardstick by which a libertarian must be judged. Should they not measure up to that yardstick every issue, every time, then they are not
it's
a libertarian.
Not, no, it's not about issues at all.
It is.
It isn't.
Sure it is.
No.
Because that's how you find out
you
whether or not they believe in the non-aggression principle.
You understood the logic of the Libertarian Party of Tay County not having a platform because you recognize it's not about the individual issues. It's about the non-aggression principle.
Sure. If I'm one person who, like, I go to Tate County and I want to join your little Libertarian
I would say
club.
That if they don't adhere to the non-aggression principle 0.1% of the time or whatever, then they don't adhere to the non-aggression principle and therefore are not libertarians.
I guess I'm not then.
That's fine. I never considered you one. You're a classical liberal.
I don't consider myself that either. If Thomas Jefferson was a classical liberal and supported government-funded schools, I'm not in that club.
Okay.
I mean, the best way to describe me is a 100-100 Nolan chart having libertarian.
Okay.
Like, that's the best way to describe me. The best way to describe you is a kooky ANCAP.
But I'm right.
Well, look, no, you're not, because
why are you booing me? I'm right.
Two terms are best used to describe something in particular.
Uh-huh.
If all words mean one of two things, then you get libertarian, you get voluntarist, you get ANCAP, you get consequentialist, you get all these things out there, these little words, and then there's only me who's a statist, right? Like, you're just a statist. You... Hitler and Stalin, statist.
Well, statist means...
It's not a very descriptive way to... So libertarian best describes
somebody...
I certainly
agree that libertarians could be more precise in describing statists.
Libertarian best describes somebody who does not adhere 100% to the non-aggression principle. And that voluntarist, or ANCAP, best describes anarcho-capitalist, which is god-awful terminology, best describes somebody who adheres to it 100% of the time. And the reason that you would do that is because libertarian probably means somebody who's a party member and probably has a more tempered view.
The Libertarian Party isn't very libertarian.
I understand your point, but you can't have every word, Aria.
I'm not trying to have every word.
Do you have a word for somebody who is mostly libertarian?
Yes, minarchist.
Minarchist. And that's fine. You understand nobody knows that term. And now you're making
well,
them... You're,
now they
you're,
should learn it, because it's more accurate to what they're attempting to describe and convey.
Sure.
If you value accuracy in communication, then there they go. There's
fine.
A new word for them to learn and use.
Minarchist is a fine term. Most people don't want to describe themselves as that. So what that's like saying is y'all black folks can describe yourself as the N-word because you aren't really black. So, no, I mean, libertarians want to call themselves...
I don't think that's an accurate analogy at all.
I think it is. Libertarians want to call themselves libertarian. And... the sort of libertarians...
Well, they can identify as libertarian all they want.
The sort of libertarians that believe, as you believe, that the non-aggression principle describes a certain sort of person, then can call themselves voluntarists, or they can call themselves voluntarist libertarians, or, you know, a variety of things. A libertarian can be used as an adjective, and I would contend, as I have contended with Ian, who clearly has coached you on this nonsense.
I've never spoken with Ian on this subject, not once.
No, I disagree, because the reason is that libertarian is a better description of a minarchist than it is of a voluntarist.
Didn't you agree, though, that that minarchist is a much more accurate and precise word for what we are describing, which is someone who
not
does not
apply... Not if people don't want to use it.
Well, it doesn't matter if they want to use it or not. It's accurate. It's concise. It's precise.
Libertarian, voluntarist, at the very least,
so they
has
want,
the term.
So you're okay with people redefining the language to make themselves feel better, even though we already have a precise word.
They redefined that word before you were born. Libertarians did.
Okay.
So, you know, battle's lost. Pick up your flag. Go hold it at voluntarist and, you know, make sure that nobody gets to be a voluntarist without being 100% voluntary. That's how you win that little battle.
Well, why? No, because if you could cede them the ground where they can be a libertarian despite not upholding the non-aggression principle at all times, then you're going to set that precedent where you will concede ground and let them call themselves voluntarists.
You also
when they're
might
only voluntarists
gain some ground.
99% of the time.
You also
so
might
it,
gain some ground.
That's literally
you're
the
never
definition
do anything
of losing
but lose
ground.
It. No, you're going to lose it anyway. When you kick
you
everybody out of your club.
I'm not kicking anyone out of my club.
Yes, you did. You
no.
kicked him out of the club.
No.
You said, you can't be a libertarian unless you agree with the non-aggression principle. That means, boop, you're out. If I say...
If they don't agree with the non-aggression principle, they're not in my club in the first place.
If I say
they just think they are.
If I say we should have a state for the sole purpose of eliminating nuclear weapons, that's it. To limit who gets nuclear weapons. This one tiny caveat, right? I'm 99.9% libertarian on every other issue, and you're like... Out you go, minarchist, because you believe
yes,
on that,
would.
Right? Right. All you can do is lose, because, like, if you exclude everybody from the club, there's nobody in your club.
There's plenty of people who adhere to the non-aggression principle.
And they're all going to lose, because there's not enough of them.
But they will lose in morality and being right.
All right.
So, I mean,
a lot of dead right people in the world.
That is usually how it goes.
The ground is fertile with dead right people. I guess we're going to find out here. Anyway, Rand Paul wants to have a little debate on the Senate floor to talk about the War Powers Act and all that good stuff, and I think that's a fine thing to do. Whether he's a Republican or a Libertarian or whatever he might be.
He's most definitely a Republican.
Yeah, show your support by going to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. That's freetalklive.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.